All right, worship space, lighting. And God said, let there be light. And light is probably the one of the most amazing gifts that God has given us. Light, we see color because of light. We see movement because of light. We see one another because of light. The gift of sight is just a beautiful gift. And light can make a difference in terms of worship. Some lighting sources, natural light. It's the best kind of light. If you have worship space where the light just comes in either through windows or maybe you're sort of half outside, that kind of light lights up everything. You don't have shadows. It's natural. It isn't harsh. It's really the best light that there is. I mean, God really produced the best light that we have, but it's hard to control. You have a cloudy day, you don't have a cloudy day, or you have light busting through one spot, and then you have a shadow because the light doesn't get there. I was in a tent church the other day, and they have a big tent, and they have 750 people under this tent, and they have a few little lights in the ceiling, but they had some holes kind of in the tent, and the light would sneak through just near where the pastor was talking, and there was this light spot next to the pastor, and it looked like the pastor's sitting there in the dark. So it's really hard to control natural light. And so we have electric lights. A lot of churches will have fluorescent lights. They're cheap, but they're not a nice color, and you can't dim them. So you can't control fluorescent light. You can turn them on or you can turn them off, and you know, and for a lot of churches, that's okay. But it's nice to have a little control and a little bit of control of the color. There's natural light, and then there's more warm light, and fluorescence give kind of this greenish. If you take pictures in a room that is lit by fluorescent lights, you'll often look at it, and they all they have this greenish tint to it. Today, there's really a revolution going on in lighting. It went from regular bulbs to fluorescent, and then the little spiral fluorescent things. People, CFLs, people have been replacing their regular bulbs with those. But LED lighting is really, I mean, it's starting to really ramp up. LEDs use a lot less energy. You can make them any color that you want. They can be controlled by a computer via a DMX, either a controller, or you can just buy a little box that converts a signal to DMX. You can control it right on your computer. I'll be showing you all those things in our church, but what can lighting do for the worship experience? Number one, it can focus attention. People don't notice it, but if you're in a worship space and where the preacher is talking is sort of dark, and then other places in the sanctuary are more lit than he is, it's really hard to listen to the person talking. I mean, you don't know it. You're just going, I don't know, he's just not that engaging. But part of it is the light is making it hard for you to see. I remember we did this thing where we had someone at a lectern, and they would tell like a little 1 minute testimony, and then the light would go out. It'd be total darkness, and then a light would come up on the other side of the stage, and that person would tell a little testimony, and then the light would go out. You would pay attention. You would listen. If you go to a play, you watch the play, and you're not distracted by the play that's happening on stage, because it's the only thing lit. You have nowhere else to look. If everything is lit around you, people have attention deficit disorder. Anything that moves, they're looking all over the place, and they're not focused on what you want them to focus on. Lighting creates a mood. With these new LED lights, you can create color, any color that you want, and these colors give you a sense of warmness or a sense of, you know, in the winter we use some of these blue colors, or we have a song that it's more contemplative. You use colors, and it just creates a mood in the congregation. It gives your space variety. you know, it'd be difficult to paint your walls new every week, but you can paint your walls with lights. Decorations, you know, lights can light up something, and that decoration stands out now instead of just sort of blending in with everything. Common lighting mistakes. Too much of everything is lit up. So the whole place is lit up, and again, you just lose focus. Everyone's eyes goes everywhere, and no one can concentrate on the one thing that you want. If the lighting is subdued and it all centers on the communion table, then whatever's happening at that communion table is what everyone is going to be looking at and participating in, because they have no other option. Number two, low light on the stage players. So, you know, these are the people that are trying to lead, and yet you can't see their face. There's this kind of shadow over their face, and it's hard to follow someone when their face is sort of in shadow. Natural light overpowers the artificial light in the wrong area. So I mentioned that before. You got natural light pouring in from some window, lighting up this thing, and then you have your own lights trying to light up the thing that you want people to focus on, and you know the natural light is going to overpower the artificial light. Too many switches. In our church, you know, with our lighting we had before, we had like 20 switches, and you know that's how we controlled the light. So now it's the sermon time. We want subdued lighting. Switch, 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 switch. I mean, they're blinking on, and now someone's singing. I mean, it was impossible. You couldn't manage that many switches. And you can't dim. A lot of lights, you have fluorescent lights or whatever the lights are, and they're just on or off, and it's a little bit jarring to just all of a sudden turn the lights on or turn them off. So the new lighting, LED, DMX, and the lighting revolution. The old theater lighting. I brought with me an old theater light. It's a heavy thing. This is your typical theater light. It's called a Leco light. It has a bulb in it that requires 500 watts of electricity. Fennell's was another brand, the Lipsoid, that's what this is. And the old DMX, these theater lights could be controlled by a lighting board. You'd have a fader on the board, and the fader... Each fader controlled one light. But the lights had to be hooked together in a dimmer box, so these four lights have to go into this dimmer box, and then these four lights have to go into this dimmer box, and all the lights have to be plugged into, so you need a way to plug in each light that's in the ceiling. And it was a complicated thing. The old DMX, you had all these sliders, one slider per light, and that's how you did it. We used to have that system. But now we have the new LED theater lights, and it took me a long time to figure out how that worked, because a new light, I have one over here, a new light looks like this, and it's a lot lighter, a lot smaller, and you see there's a lot of little lights in this light, and each of these lights is a different color. So the new lights can do color, and I didn't understand how the new lights could do this. I mean, in the old DMX, you had one channel or one fader. It would make the light bright or it would make the light dim. And I thought, okay, but now we have color. How does that one fader, you know, like, how do you change the color? Because usually the light will have red, it will have blue, and it will have yellow. And then you mix the colors, just like, you know, when you were in school, red and blue make what? Purple. So if you turn more of the purple lights on and the red lights, then you're going to get a purple look to it. Well, how does that do that? Because you have one fader per light, and how are you going to mix these colors? So I didn't understand it. So when I finally looked into it and figured it out... The new DMX controllers actually have 512 little faders. 512. So one light may take like four faders. One light has four separate controls. So this one controls the blue. And you can dim or make the blue really bright. And then you can add the red, and now it becomes purple. Or you can make it more red or less, or more purple, or deep purple, or light purple, or whatever it is you want. And so certain lights will blink with the beat, and so some lights will have seven different faders all for one light. And I'll show you, you know, when we get to my church, I'll show you in a video how that really operates. So now we can set up these new theater lights, and it's all it all gets connected to one little laptop, I think we have a little laptop that we connect to, and it connects via a little box that converts all the signal into the DMX. So all the lights get plugged into this little box in a series. We have like 30 different lights, and they get plugged into this box, and then the box gets plugged into the computer, and then on the computer, I see all these little faders, these little controls. So these seven right here belong to that light, and these three belong to this light, and these three belong to that light, and I can just scroll through them real quickly, all 512. It's very easy. And then what I do is I scroll through and I do these faders. I get all the colors, everything that I want. And then you can hit a button that says save. Save that as scene one. Save this next thing as scene two. Save three. Save scene four. And now at the worship service, the person can just hit scene one. Okay, that's the singing. Scene two, the pastor preaching. Scene three, and all the lights just automatically go to what you had set up. It's so easy now today. What's nice about these LED lighting, one of these old things, this old clunky thing, this is 500 watts, whereas the new light is like 20, maybe 30 watts. So we have like 30, 35 new LED lights, and all 35 of these lights are probably less than, in terms of power, less than one of the old lights, and the old lights produced heat. The people up front were, you know, getting hot and sweating. These LED lights don't produce heat. It's just night and day different. We're going to do LED lighting in the whole sanctuary, so we can, you know, with a touch of a button, you can control the whole thing. Well, how lighting can enhance worship? It can be like a decoration. You know, every week it looks a little bit different. Depending on your theme for that week. Again, it helps with focus. It helps set a mood. It gives a little variety. You don't have to redecorate your church every week. And a lot of ways that lighting can be special. And we'll, in this next video, we'll show some of that at our church, how it works, and you'll see it in actual operation. And you can start simple. I mean, these LED lights don't even need to be hooked up to a computer. You can just set them by hand. There's buttons, and you can set them and just leave them, just like the old ones. So it's very, very simple and relatively inexpensive.